at the school belonged to the Rotary Club. When the teacher retired, he asked me if I would replace him in the club, and I did. And I didn't exactly know what I was getting myself into, but that was 28 years ago, and I'm still a member of the Brewster Rotary Club.
So, terrific. And have you always been a member of that club?
I have always been a member of that club, yes.
Great. And now you're an AG.
I'm an AG, and usually when people hear what I do for a living, they say I'm welcome at the clubs because they really need my services.
Oh, okay. All right. That's funny. Janine, you and I go back many years on a community level. Janine, I can tell you from personal and professional experience, has been involved as a good citizen and activist, and somebody that helps enhance the community that she lives in. She is the AG, Assistant Governor of Region 2, which includes Highland, Kingston, the Kingston Sunrise Club, New Paltz, Phoenicia, and Southern Ulster, which I was unaware of that Southern Ulster piece
yes.
of it.
The Southern Ulster Club is formerly the Plattekill Club, and that was a spinoff, of course, that we all are from other clubs in the area. The Kingston Club is one of the oldest at 93 now, with Rotary being, I believe, 102. Mm. The Kingston Rotary is the oldest club in mm-hmm. our area.
Terrific. And then there are two Rotary clubs in the city of Kingston, because one meets in the morning, hence sunrise, and one is the traditional lunch time meeting, weekly meeting.
That's correct. Certainly people that have businesses that need a very concise meeting and are morning people, because the Kingston Sunrise Club does meet at 7:30.
7:30, ding, ding, ding.
And you know you've been there.
Yes.
And it ends promptly at 8:30 so everyone can get off to work.
Mm-hmm. And that is why they started it, I believe. And they do a breakfast meeting. Now, last but not least, we have Kathy Kruger from Region 3. That includes Hyde Park, LaGrange Sunrise. LaGrange has two clubs as well. My club, the Millbrook Rotary Club, Pawling, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Rhinebeck.
Yes.
That's a lot of towns,
yes,
Kathy.
We do. But they're nice and close and consolidated. So to me, no club is really more than about a half hour away.
Gotcha. Well, the last time I saw you, you were at our club, actually. You mm-hmm. were at it was our barbecue, our picnic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I was there just a matter of a couple of weeks ago when Jeffrey was there.
Oh,
our
that's
district
right.
governor.
You came, and I unfortunately, I think I was in New York that day. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were making the rounds.
Yes.
So the assistant governors often accompany the governor. All right.
Right.
Tell us what that means. Let's start with, let's assume we know what a governor is. Let's go to y'all's position, and then we'll kind of go down how that integrates and what that means on a club structure.
District Governor Jeffrey Kahn.
Okay.
We have 67 clubs in our district right now. And Jeffrey Kahn.
Total.
Total in
mm-hmm.
our district. And District Governor Jeffrey Kahn is responsible for all our clubs. And he comes to all our clubs at least once and are to make sure that we are following all the guidelines that Rotary International sets forth for us. Our governor has come to all our clubs at least three times. He visited us all before.
Very active.
He came to
all
our clubs.
And a lot of them are that way, by the way.
Yes.
There's a minimum requirement is what you're pointing
right.
out.
But he has gone over and above.
Much, much over and above.
And
then you all assist him within your regions themselves. You're like the lieutenant, so
right.
to speak.
We make sure that the clubs are ready for him before he comes for a visit, making sure their paperwork is ready and they know what to expect before he comes and what he is hoping that the clubs have ready before he gets there. Did you want to say something, Mark?
Yeah, we're like stage managers. We actually rehearse the clubs prior to the visit. I tell them what kind of questions they're going to be asked, what the focus is going to be, so that they're really prepared. It makes it more comfortable for them.
For everybody.
And more comfortable
so
for them.
So it's a bit of a checkup, but it's also a support. It's not like you're getting, you know, a red pen out and you're getting graded, but it is to make sure that everybody is up to snuff, up on the regs. And also, what I like about the district's hierarchy coming down to the club level is there's usually a moment of inspiration. There's usually a message that gets communicated. There's usually an update on the global initiatives. Janine, when was the last time you were with the district governor in your area?
Well, we had an assistant governor meeting, which
we have each month in New Paltz, and that was last Saturday.
Okay.
So
hot
we
off
did
the press.
And I'd like to point out, as Kathy said, that there's 67 clubs in our region. Our region, District 7210, spans from the Tappan Zee Bridge all the way to Northern Columbia. It's a very, very large district. And that district is then broken down into 9 regions. And each region is represented by an assistant governor. And then each of those assistant governors has anywhere from, I believe the lowest is 5 clubs and the highest might be 9.
You have 5 clubs?
Yes, I have 5 clubs.
Okay.
I have all of Putnam County.
All of Putt County. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have 8.
And you have 8. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our group is pretty big.
Yeah.
I was aware of that. Yeah.
And I have 6, and that's all of Ulster County.
Right. Terrific. And Janine, I remember when you got initiated to or installed in Rotary, because I went.
I know.
To that 7:30.
I love you, Sarah.
Meeting, and I was proud and honored to be there. It is really a heartwarming. Sometimes when we are installing new members into the club, and there's a very thoughtful process that goes on. It is an honor to be invited, I think, to become a Rotarian. It is an actual peer person reaching out to you. Rotarians hold themselves to higher standards, personally as well as in business. And it does get a little emotional sometimes when you see somebody that you really think would be a huge asset to our community. Kathy?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Last week we had our district governor visit, and we installed 3 new members to our little club in Pleasant Valley. I was so thrilled. Yes, I know. We were thrilled. We haven't done that in a little bit. And so we had a new member installed, Bunny, and she cried through her whole I know. Giving me competition because I cry all the time. And it was just so heartfelt. And I swear there wasn't a dry eye when she was talking about how much it meant to her to become a Rotarian because of her family backgrounds. And her husband was all teary-eyed. And it was great.
It's a big deal.
It was
it's
great.
A big deal.
It was.
All right. We're going to take a break. And I want to, I'd be remiss in not thanking our sponsor, Lutheran Care Center, in partnership with District 7210 that brings you Radio Rotary. And we'll be right back.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And we are back with Radio Rotary, with our guest assistant governors, Marty, Kathy, and Janine, and they are representing the regions within our District 7210. There are 67 clubs, as Janine reminds us, and these people are kind of like part of our upper management structure that helps to support each club, keep us on track within our operational standards, as well as help us with inspiration, bring us up to date with Rotary International activities. They attend special meetings outside of their club meetings. They are our voice. It's kind of like our representatives in Congress. They're the people that go to Washington on our behalf. And right now, that's a really big deal. All right. I promised Marty that we were going to talk about something exciting that his club is up to right now. And so here's your chance, Marty. Rah, rah. This is your opportunity.
Okay. In preparing for this, I called all my presidents. And I told them I'd be talking on Radio Rotary today. What did they want to announce? When I spoke to Peggy Garland, who's the president of the Carmel Club, she asked me, make sure you tell everybody that we're running Tasting the Good Life this evening, the 19th, at Centennial Golf Course in Carmel, serving fine wines, appetizers, desserts, entertainment, door prizes, and raffle. This will raise money for Putnam Hospital Center. Price is $40 per person. If anybody is interested, just to call the Carmel Rotary Club or just show up tonight and pay at the door.
Okay. And what is the ticket price? Did you mention that?
Ticket price is $40 per person.
And with Rotary, so much of whatever the fundraiser is, the majority of the funds go directly back into the community or on to Rotary International. Mm-hmm. It is a service club. How many years have you been a member of Brewster?
It's going on 28 years.
My goodness. What a legacy that is. A legacy. What are some of the other activities that your club is really behind, some of your initiatives?
Okay, Brewster runs an annual half marathon and 5K race, which we just did this past weekend. And we have runners from all over the Hudson Valley come, a lot of them preparing for the New York Marathon. And we're out there. We sell raffle tickets there. We sign up runners. We have a timer who comes in, and money goes to the hospital center. Also, goes to the park, which is the Putnam Area Retarded Citizens. It also goes to Green Chimneys and various other local charities. We also are currently raffling a big 40-inch flat-screen TV.
Woohoo! That should cause some excitement.
Yeah, and the tickets are really going like crazy. If anybody wants to call me and get a raffle ticket, my number is 845-279-2995, extension 114.
And make sure you explain that you're not his patient, that you are calling for the Rotary activity. You're not calling to make an appointment.
No.
I'm teasing you about your line of work. Okay. All right. Let's see, Miss Janine, what's happening across the river there? I'm sure there's movers and shakers.
Well, a lot of things, actually. We're winding down on some of our activities. We do take advantage of the warmer weather. And I'm not sure if any of your listeners have been to the Hudson Valley Rib Fest, sponsored by the Highland Rotary, but it is an enormous event. It's sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue. And the winner of that event actually gets a bye into the Kansas City Barbecue Cook-Off. So that's pretty exciting. That's probably the biggest fundraiser in our region. And they open it up to the other clubs, so everyone can participate, and they do offer a stipend depending on the hours that people volunteer. Kingston Sunrise does a miniature golf tournament, and it's right along the lines with a grown-up golf tournament, but it was more geared towards golf widows and families, and it turned out to be a really wonderful event. Let's see, Phoenicia does an annual duck race right down the Esopus, which is hundreds and hundreds of ducks. And
do you get to name your duck in your event? Some of the duck things, fundraisers, you get to actually pick a name for the duck and you get a birth certificate.
Oh, I don't know that they do that, Sarah, but
the New Milford Club does that. My lending partner at work gave me a birth certificate for my duck. I have it. I framed it.
There you go. So Southern Ulster does a weekend of honor where they honor all veterans, and it's a very moving weekend. That's in May, and New Paltz has just had their Winnebundle, which is a nice event. And several of the clubs are involved in literacy projects, and one of the literacy projects is giving dictionaries to third graders, and many of the clubs in our districts are actually do that. And if I could read you one short letter from one of the recipients of a dictionary, it's very short. Dear Rotary Club, thank you so much for the dictionary. I use it every day. Everyone enjoys them, even the boys. It's very hard to find something boys like besides video games. Once again, thank you. So it's nice. There's several letters that they send as part of an English project, and it's just heartwarming to read some of the responses.
Yeah, and oftentimes artwork accompanies these thank you notes too, which is just precious. And as a reminder, FYI, Rotary International provides some $90 million for scholarships, cultural exchanges, humanitarian projects, large and small, to improve the quality of the global community. So it is a service club. These monies and these activities are executed with the thought of generating funds to give directly back to the immediate community and to the global community. All right, we're going to take another very quick break, and then we're going to come back with Kathy Krueger, Janine Linhorst, and Marty Vigor.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And we are back with Radio Rotary. Thank you again, JP. This station has been so supportive of this project that started out in as an idea and has morphed into a life of its own, this radio show. There's been so much enthusiasm across the district about this. And my guests again are Marty Vigdor from Region 7. He's an assistant governor. Janine Linhorst, the assistant governor of Region 2. And Kathy Krueger, who's my AG of Region 3. And Kathy, can talk to us about what our region is up to.
Oh, our region, of course, I'm in great company, but of course, I think our region is the best region out there. we do so much in our region. Millbrook, of course, club does so much. The kids, we have not only our Millbrook club that does so much, but we have our Interact club. And I know Halloween's coming up. And the kids from the high schools in their Interact club go trick-or-treating and they collect hand goods.
And just to clarify, Interact is the high school level Rotary clubs.
Right. And they have also a junior Interact, the little kids in the middle school. I mean, it's amazing what Scott has done with these kids.
Scott Meyer,
who is the owner of the Merritt Bookstore.
And he was the founding host of this show. He and JP helped get it off the air, it off the ground.
Right.
On the air, off the ground.
Yeah, it goes to show you what a club can do and what young kids can do. But they go trick-or-treating and they collect canned goods and give them out to the local, I believe, churches, and so that the people who need that food can come get it. And I know the kids have done a lot for their community. And they're also going to have their first night, which is such a huge project. So New Year's Eve, people can come out to Millbrook and just see a wonderful, wonderful evening.
The whole community is, I can speak to that a little bit. The whole community gets involved.
Yeah.
It takes them the better part of the year. They start planning it far out.
Yeah. The music is wonderful. The carolers are wonderful. The puppet shows, the food. I mean.
And Millbrook is a beautiful village.
Wonderful.
It really is a picturesque Norman Rockwell type of hamlet. Mm-hmm. And it's beautifully decorated.
And it's free. I mean,
yes.
And the only donation, if you even want to call it a donation, is that little blinking button you can wear. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to every Christmas my husband
Marty's
gives it to
little
me, my
eyes
stocking.
Just lit up.
Yeah. It's
I wonder what a psychologist would say about that, Marty.
Yeah. It's beautiful. So I love the Millbrook Club, and they come out with those wonderful directories so that the businesses can get their little ad in the directory.
Yep, with that's just been published and distributed. Mm-hmm.
The only comment about blinking buttons, blink away.
Blink away, right. And then the Interact clubs I know up in Rhinebeck and Red Hook always have, I think they had a dodgeball tournament not too long ago to make money for, I believe it was an AIDS clinic in Kenya. And,
oh, you know what? Has that come and gone?
Yes.
That turn? Okay.
Yes.
All
and
right.
So I'm hoping to get them involved with maybe something for polio, because we do want to have a regional, sometime either a walk or some type of a big, huge regional type tournament or day for polio, because
let's
of course,
talk about that and Rotary's
role in polio. Yes, we are working with the World Health Organization, and of course we've got that $100 million grant, you know, from Bill Gates, and because we have been working for 20 some years now to eradicate polio from
and
the world.
The projected date for it to be completely wiped out globally is 2010.
We're hoping. Yep.
Yeah.
And so that is what that you know. Rotary International has committed itself to, and we are 99.6% of
there.
Yeah, there. And, you know, we're going to do it. And
this is
what
one of the many
for.
International initiatives, and it's the main one. It's kind of the flagship, so to speak,
right.
initiative of RI, Rotary International, that, again, the monies in the, from the activities that are generated funnel into projects
like this
on a global level.
Just like Clean Water, another project
that
we're working on.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, Highland Club. I know it's not in my region, but so what?
Right.
They're still a wonderful, wonderful region that you've mentioned, and they've been working on water filtration systems like in Honduras. And,
yeah.
And then the Shelter Box is another project. The Pauling Club just bought, with the help of working with Trinity Pauling School, they were wonderful. See, I'm tooting my own horn.
That's another thing that Rotary is able, even if there's not an Interact Club in that particular high school or prep school, they will still engage. And Marty, you wanted to add something?
Yes, I wanted to say all of the clubs in Putnam County are supporting a water project through Play Pumps International, an ingenious program in which wells are dug about 180 feet down to the water table in South Africa, and children's merry-go-rounds are placed on top. When the kids spin around on the merry-go-rounds, they're actually pumping water up from the ground. The pumps cost $7,000 each. We've brought in $5,000 so far in Putnam, plus an additional $2,000. We're up to $7,000 to pay for one. Chris Perrone, Dr. Perrone, in Putnam, is working on a matching grant on that. So we're really hoping to have two pumps installed in South Africa. The danger with the dirty water is the kids get sick and kids die. And that is a major, major concern of RI.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, and then, like I said, these shelter boxes are just wonderful when there's a natural disaster. You know, RI makes sure that these shelter boxes get out to the countries that need them.
And it's exactly what it sounds like for our listening audience. It is a shelter. It's a portable shelter that's collapsible and easily assembled, but it does provide some protection from the elements. I know that all the AGs wanted me to touch on membership.
Okay.
I will tell you that Rotary is some 1.2 million men and women belonging to more than 28,000 Rotary clubs in virtually every single nation on the planet. Think about that for a minute. That is really moving, I think. And membership, what does that mean when we talk about membership in Rotary on a club level?
That clubs, you can, as a member, you can work in your community, either doing projects that your club is already involved in, or as a member, you can start a new project that you feel that your community may need, and then find out maybe your niche that you love, something that's doing international. For me, you guys all know it's Rotoplast, you know, going to other countries and doing cleft lip palate repairs, which is something I love. So you can get involved. We need members in your community and internationally, but you can't get things done in this world without members.
No, you can't. And Marty,
members.
What does that mean to you?
Well, the Rotary symbol is a gear wheel. I see each of us as a gear wheel. We turn other gear wheels that turn other gear
wheels.
And
that is our pin, by the way. Our Rotary pin is the wheel that you're referring to.
That's exactly what I'm referring to, and that's what makes things happen by interacting with others. Actually, we're the only service organization that has an attendance requirement. It's been relaxed somewhat in certain years, but we're the only one where you're expected to attend at least a certain percentage of the time throughout the year, and the more people get to know each other by spending time together, we have opportunities to really work on projects, whereas people who just show up, you know, drop in and drop out, you don't get too much done that
There's way. A big fellowship that's involved with, and the more you contribute, the more you get out of a Rotary situation. The definition, somebody did ask me this, I pulled this card, I keep this in my wallet at all times. Rotary, what Rotary is, let's just go back to basics. It is an organization of business and professional leaders united worldwide who provide humanitarian service and encourage high ethical standards in all vocations and help build goodwill and peace in the world. Rotary International. I've been here with my guest, Assistant Governors Marty Vidgore from Region 7, Assistant Governor Kathy Krueger from Region 3, Assistant Governor Janine Lindhorst from Region 2, and Roger Risco, who is a member of the Arlington Rotary Club. And you have been listening to Radio Rotary.
Can I just say one
thing? Yeah.
I just wanted to say the best thing in the world about being a Rotarian is that it gives you so much more than you can ever give back, and you meet the best people in the world.
Yes, it is, and thank you, everybody, for joining me. Rotary International, this has been Radio Rotary.
And you are listening to WHVW. It is just about 29 and one half minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock on the best station in the nation.